cuts to this day in history with Benjamin J. Goldson.
So yes, time for this day in history again. This time it takes us back to 1963 and a coup in the Republic of Iraq. Until 1958, the country had been a monarchy under King Faisal, who had developed close relations with the West.
The third meeting of the Council of Ministers of the Baghdad Pact was held in Karachi. The association of four Muslim powers and Great Britain forms a defensive alliance aiming to strengthen the Middle East. Having joined the Economic Committee last year, America has now joined the Military Committee as well. Mr. Selwyn Lloyd led the United Kingdom delegation.
The Queen and her family come to Victoria Station to meet King Faisal of Iraq and his uncle, the Crown Prince, who are here on a state visit. The Queen's floral pattern summer frock and straw hat, the Duke's uniform of an Admiral of the Fleet, and their guest's cream and gold tunic lend brilliance to the somber station as King Faisal meets the Queen Mother and Princess Margaret. The Duchesses of Gloucester and Kent are presented to the King and his uncle. Next to be introduced are Sir Anthony Eden and members of his cabinet, followed by civic leaders and the heads of the three services. Introductions over, the young king leaves with his royal hostess for the state drive to Buckingham Palace. The visitors are evidently enjoying their welcome, and as they step into the sunshine of the station forecourt, they find a crowd of ordinary Londoners ready to add their welcome behind the scarlet ranks of the Guard of Honour. Greetings to the sovereign of a kingdom which, in the Queen's words, has become the model of a modern state, built on ancient and famous foundations, and confidently facing towards the future.
That was part one of This Day in History. Part two will continue after the break.
Build the internet. Hack your career. Design your future. Become a junior web developer in just 9 weeks with Inspiral Dev Academy's full immersion bootcamp. Next intake is now open. Go to devacademy.co.nz.
An ode to praise dressings by the Last Minute Barbecue Salad. 10 minutes till we go. My leaves are bland and dry. None will scoop me on their plates. I'll be left outside to die. But here comes my salvation, a flavoursome new blessing, a source of salivation, a quick drizzle of praise dressing. Now everyone piles me on their plates. I can't help but smile. If you're also wanting praise, it's in the dressings aisle. New praise dressings, mayos and aiolis, now in your supermarket.
Were you at the gig on Friday?
What gig?
The Radical Maris Noise Collective. I never thought seven dudes playing saxophones would change my mind about capitalism, but hello.
That sounds
then
pretty...
2 hours of Nightcore remixes of Every Time We Touch.
What even?
And a white guy did a rap about feelings. So beautiful.
What?
What?
Stay in the loop with the 95BFM Entertainment Guide. Online and on air 7 days a week, 3 times a day. 10:20 a.m., 3 p.m. and 6:20 p.m. It's gigs and that.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
We now return to this day in history. When we left off, King Faisal of Iraq had allied his country with America against the Soviet Union. This came to an end in 1958 when he was overthrown by a loose coalition of military officers led by Brigadier Qassem. The Free Officers, as they called themselves, were inspired by Egyptian President Gamal Abdel Nasser, who had moved his country out of the Western sphere of influence.
Without warning, revolution has swept away the young King Faisal of Iraq and his uncle Crown Prince Abdul Ilah. Iraq becomes number one danger spot. Veteran Premier Nouri es-Said is deposed, he has fled, and the Republican rebels have offered £10,000 for his arrest. The tide of Arab nationalism is again in flood. The king is reported a prisoner, the crown prince is dead, only one thing is certain, the Kremlin is jubilant. Khrushchev was quick to see in Nasser the leader who could weld the Arab world into anti-Western unity. The Baghdad Pact, Middle East bulwark against Soviet expansion, looked increasingly unreliable in spite of vigorous Western encouragement. Faisal, like his cousin Hussein of Jordan, was educated at Harrow, and Britain pinned great hope on these royal fledglings. Some critics say too much hope, and declare that Britain underestimated the changing spirit of the Middle East. Faisal became king of Iraq before he became of age, and on his young shoulders fell the burden of ruling one of the keystones of Middle Eastern defense. No one can question the patriotism and intelligence of these cousins, Faisal and Hussein, seen here together, but events have moved too fast for them, and unfortunately for Western policy. Britain has given Faisal and his government wholehearted support, but the warmth of a London welcome melts no ice in Cairo or Moscow. Oil-rich Iraq, so vital to the Baghdad Pact, is, temporarily at least, in anti-Western hands. The most dangerous crisis since Nasser's star first rose in the Middle East.
Explosive news from the Middle East. A military coup and mob revolt in Iraq topples King Faisal from the throne. His uncle, Prince Ila, was killed by street mobs. The pro-Western king and his premier, Nouri Said, had vanished. Their whereabouts unknown at the time of first reports. These scenes show Faisal and Nouri Said on a recent visit to Jordan and Faisal's cousin, King Hussein. The two nations' federation offers one chance to salvage Western hopes. Though Jordan itself is periled by fanatically pro-Nasser groups, Hussein quickly proclaimed himself chief of state of the Iraqi Jordan Federation in succession to his cousin. But many observers believe his days too are numbered unless decisive Western support comes through. Meanwhile, the picture in the Middle East appeared to be that Iraq, the keystone of the five-nation Baghdad alliance, had fallen. Its oil riches seemed lost to the West, and the barrier set up to block Nasser's expansion and the spread of Soviet influence has crumbled.
However, tensions in the new government would lead to another coup in
The storied city of Baghdad, capital of Iraq, has been the scene once more of bloody revolt that has seated a new government. For 5 years, General Abdel Kassim, Wright, ruled the country by armed might after he seized power by assassinating King Faisal and the Prime Minister. Now, like many before him, he has fallen as he rose violently. A pro-communist,
Qasim died before a firing squad in the wreckage of the Defense Ministry building. Baghdad has taken on an appearance of surface quiet, but the city still seethes as pro-Reds are flushed out and either jailed or shot. Qasim, who split with Egypt's Nasser, leaned more and more on Moscow. The revolt was triggered when he fired 60 top Iraqi generals and replaced them with pro-communists. That was his death warrant. A military junta, headed by Colonel Abdel Mustafa, has backed a new cabinet and a transitional president. The new regime was quickly recognized by the United States and Moscow followed suit. However, the stability of the new government is still questionable in restless Iraq.
The streets of ancient Baghdad become the scene of a short but decisive revolution that topples the pro-communist government of Premier Abdel Karim Qasim, shown here on the right. A six-man military junta seizes power on a holy day. And within hours, the premier, who reportedly had executed 10,000 people, is himself shot. First pictures from Iraq show the intensity of the fighting, which was directed not only at the Qasim government, but also against the thousands of East European communists who had infiltrated the country. It took 240 tanks and a brigade of mechanized infantry to break the resistance of the 1,500 military police who had been guarding the premier. The new government, which promises a modification of Qasim's bitterly anti-British, anti-American, and anti-Nasser policies, has been emptying the jails of political prisoners and replacing them with communists, rounded up since the revolution. What the final impact will be, nobody can say.
During the coup, supporters of Qasim as well as the Iraqi Communist Party were rounded up, with thousands executed on this day in history, February the 8th, 1963.